Okay, it is 5:00 PM on November 18, 2020. It's the regular board meeting for the Sewerage Commission Orville Region. Manager Sturdivant, roll call, please.
Commissioner Reynolds.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Hatley.
Here.
Commissioner La Tulip.
Here.
Commissioner Keener.
Here.
Commissioner Fairbanks.
Is absent? Is.
Am I?
Okay. All right, so everyone is here except for Commissioner Fairbanks. So if everybody could stand for the pledge. Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. All right, we're gonna skip, well, I'll do four first, acknowledgement of visitors, so we don't really have visitors, they're employees, so other than that, there's no visitors. So we'll jump to 11, which is our closed session, and then we will come back in open session. So it is 5:01, and we're going into closed session. Okay, it is 5:06, still November 18, 2020, we're back in open session. Okay, during closed sessions, we entered into an agreement of the contract for the general manager, Glenn Sturdivant. Pursuant to the pay schedule that we discussed earlier this month or last month in open session. We will call a roll. Roll call on this one for the voting members, correct? So, Manager Sturdivant, roll call, please.
Yes. Commissioner Reynolds.
Yes.
Commissioner La Tulip.
Yes.
Commissioner Keener.
Yes.
Okay. We have a general manager. Officially.
Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you,
Glenn. All right. Now we'll jump to 5 board meeting minutes. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes from October 28th as well as the special meeting minutes for November 9th of 2020.
I'll make a motion that we approve the board board minute meetings for October 28th, 2020, regular session and special meeting of November 9th, 2020.
Okay. And you're going to second that?
I will second.
Okay. Motion's been made by Commissioner Keener, seconded by Commissioner La Tulip to approve the board meeting minutes for October 28th and November special meeting November 9th, 2020. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Number 6, authorization of warrants. Today I came in this morning and met with Manager Sturdivant, went over the warrants. Everything was in order. Commissioner's checks, electronic funds transferred. All warrants were numbers 26439 through 26485. And again, director's checks and electronic transfers, and the amount was a total of $468,613.57. So I make a motion that we approve the authorization of warrants.
I second it.
Okay, motion's been made by myself. Commissioner Hatley, seconded by Commissioner Keener to approve the authorization of warrants. Manager Sturdivant, roll call, please. Or I'm sorry.
It's money. Roll call.
Roll call, please.
Okay. Commissioner Reynolds.
Yes.
Commissioner Latula.
Yes.
Commissioner Keener.
Yes.
All right. Number 7, fiscal report. We will review the fiscal reports for October 2020. They were included in our packets. Does anyone have any questions regarding the fiscal reports? Or anything you'd like to say on it, Manager Sturdivant?
I have no comments on that.
Okay. All right, if there's no questions, we will move to eight, Butte County Special Districts Association nomination. So we'll consider nominating a commissioner to serve on the Butte County Special District Association Enterprise Executive Board. We don't have to place anybody on that.
No, you do not.
Does anybody want to?
Well, I was gonna ask a question, have we ever had anyone on the board?
Years and years ago, not with your dad.
Not that I can remember.
My dad was always on special districts. When do they meet?
That information is right here, so let's.
You don't have the information on the current members, do you?
I do not.
We voted for the current, the current member and one other at Lowell, and I don't remember who it was.
How long ago was that?
Last, this month.
Okay.
At the end of last month.
We didn't,
And we turned that in with those quarterly.
We don't know when they meet, so quarterly, it could, it's flexible, but.
Four times a year, they're gonna have their first one in February. And that's all we kinda got from them.
So quarterly basis.
I'll do it if we want representation.
Okay, you'd like to do that? Okay.
You have to be nominated, and that doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna make it.
We can nominate you, then it's up to.
Is there anyone else who wanted to be nominated?
No, no, not for here, so, yeah, okay. Action requested, so you're, I'll make a motion that we submit Commissioner Reynolds' name for the Special District Association.
I'll second it.
Okay. Motion been made by myself, seconded by Commissioner Keener to put Commissioner Reynolds' name up for dibs for the Special District. The Special, Butte County Special District Association Enterprise Executive Board. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? All right, we will submit your name and go forward.
Thank you for your trust and confidence.
So we all fill this out, his name, right?
No, no, just one will go in from the.
Your shoe is.
Yeah, so you'll fill in Commissioner Reynolds' name for that. Okay, excellent. All right, nine, proposal from North Star Design Solutions for monument relocation and GIS database.
Now, these, I had a question, these monuments, they're your survey points?
Exactly.
Where they currently are?
Yep, and as we all know, with all the stuff happening in the area, a lot of changes to the road out there, going heading out to the wildlife area where our pipe runs, and they've just been buried. The monuments have been buried, and we've been getting a ton of underground service alerts to go out there and mark our pipe, which, you know, we know where it is, but with the new staff that we have and a lot of the.
So you don't have a GPS already? No?
Well, we do have a GPS on it, but it's in Eastings and Northings, which we don't have a device that reads Easting and Northings. We need it into GPS coordinates or lat longs. My recommendation is that they gave us a total plan with a first, which would be, first part of it would be to resurvey the monuments and mark them with a 42-inch lat so that we know where they all are. The second part of that would be to put that onto a GIS database with an overlay of the current road structure out there and the current landmarks so that for the future, we won't have to do this again and we will know exactly where everything is at out there. My recommendation is that we at least do the first part of it. If you guys wanted to table the second part and maybe budget it for next year or something like that, that would be fine. Or if you don't want to do it at all, that's fine as well. But the first one, I do believe we need to.
So the first one is the $3,120?
Yes.
And then the second part is an additional $3,765?
Yes, and that will come with an ongoing charge because we will have to pay North Star to basically run the GIS program for us since we don't have like a GIS guy here. Do you remember what the cost of the monthly service charge?
The license for the actual software application is, excuse me, I don't remember, but it was pretty hefty for a one-time fee, and then there's an ongoing monthly fee that's even steeper than what North Star was proposing, just to manage the database for us. The applications there, we would be allowed to expand that database to incorporate the whole system, to incorporate the influent and the effluent line, which would be really nice to have a map all in one spot, where you don't have to go to three different plan sets to figure out where the pipe is or what section of the pipe you're talking about.
And it also will allow us to update it with other utilities, other entities or things that are going on. We can put that on there too, so we'll know where other people's stuff is as well as our own, which we don't really need to know that, but it.
So it would be a benefit in the future then?
For sure. The first part of it, the $3,120, would be a benefit now. Like, we kind of need that. The next part of it, the GIS database, would be more for the future than now.
Is it needed for the plant upgrade?
No. This is more for us just knowing where our effluent line is and being able to mark it accurately. Currently, Ray and myself are pretty much the only ones that can go out there and go, yeah, it's right here, it runs through this ditch. Micah knows it pretty good. But like I said, even in the 8 years I've been here, they've done a lot of construction out there, that road has changed.
This may sound funny, but Lowellpud has that. They have the equipment to do it, and I'm sure the city does too.
Well, that's why I'm very much in favor of the first item. Yeah. The second part, I think either you folks or us, the city does have not only a GIS system with, and you know Jess.
Yeah, Jess, he's great.
And also now we have a new drone that's a very expensive drone that is doing a lot of GIS follow-up work and providing overhead relief pictures that might help you folks too.
Yeah.
And they're just, I mean, I know he has the drone and he's been utilizing it, so it might be a certain discussion to have with him, and would that also tie into the city's GIS system? Because they've GIS everything in the city now.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is we're training 6 people to learn how to use a drone, and there might, I don't know if there's still a spot open to have a man learn how to use the drone, so you guys could.
That could be interesting.
The drone had one problem though, it's picked up so much ash and debris from the ash, it clogged up the machine and had to go back to get cleaned out. So we have a landing position now for it, so it lands above any ash and all that. But it's providing a lot of new GIS stuff that we didn't, and it's also infrared.
Wow.
So
that's cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It might be a good, Chuck suggests that might be a great in the training plan to have some of you guys trained to operate.
Yeah.
So it looks like everybody's in favor on the initial $3,120 for them to make the reference monuments and do that. And then we're going to stand by on the second part of it then, it kind of sounds like.
Yeah.
Now, is this $3,100, is that a firm price, or are you looking for not to exceed a specific amount that's above that, or
as far as I understand, and Micah would know better, that's the final out the door price.
Okay.
Okay.
Just to relocate the monuments and mark them for us.
Okay.
And with that, yeah.
Okay.
That suggestion would be not to exceed $4,000. So first.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to have to come all the way back for a few dollars.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Do you want to make the motion, Commissioner Reynolds?
I'll make a motion that we approve an amount of not to exceed $4,000 for the relocating of the monuments. Is it North Star Design Solutions?
There we go.
Mm-hmm. I'll second it.
Okay. Motion's been made by Commissioner Reynolds, second by Commissioner Keener, to approve the proposal for North Star Design Solutions for monument relocation, not to exceed $4,000. Manager Sturdivant, roll call, please.
Commissioner Reynolds.
Yes.
Commissioner LaTulip.
Yes.
Commissioner Keener.
Yes.
All right, there we go. Jumping down to 10, the caustic building demolition.
Okay.
We're finally going to hear about this, and when I spoke with him a little bit about it today, I guess I was on the commission at the time where we approved its demolition, and then something happened and it didn't get done. I think it was, I'm sure the manager will tell you, that I guess Sherwood Engineering got backed up with something, and next thing you know, it's out of sight, out of mind. So I will, I don't recall it, but obviously he reviewed the minutes and it's happening, so I will say, and I told Manager Cert about that, I'll take full responsibility on my part not to keep up on the manager at the time to make sure that it got done or why it wasn't done, or in to follow up with that. So I apologize to this board because I sat on this board at the time. So Manager Sturdivant, you want to take it away?
Yeah, so I'll kind of give you guys a timeline just to bring, because Commissioner Reynolds wanted to know last time, bring you up to speed on everything that happened. So March 2014, Manager Coach informed the board that the rupture was SCORE's fault. The vent was plugged. Therefore, when the truck driver tried to pressurize his tank to blow out the rest of his caustic load, the pressure became too high in the tank because it couldn't let enough air out of the tank as he pressurized it, and it blew the top of the tank off. So that was SCORE's fault. In June of 2014, SCORE received a quote for demo of the building from Duke Sherwood at a cost of $9,669. There was an estimate for disposal between $8,000 and $9,000 because they weren't sure on if it could be buried or recycled. As Chairman Hatley said, he was vice chairman at the time, and he made a motion to have Duke demo the building. It was seconded and passed. Then in July the next month, Manager Coach reported that Duke Sherwood Construction was very busy and the building would sit until he had time to get to it. And there it sits. The next month, on August 27th, we received from our insurance company, SDRMA, SCORE received a payout of $50,825.29 after we paid our $1,000 deductible. That's what they gave us for the total payout of that. And in October of 2015, the new caustic building and pumping system was installed and finished and put into operation for a final cost of $61,437.14. So the difference between the insurance payment and the final cost of the new building was $10,756.14. So that came out of SCORE's bank account just to get the new building up and going. Demo was not, so any demo cost would be on top of that.
$17,000 to $18,000.
At the time. So who knows now?
Well, they never came back to us, so we assumed the quote's still good.
Yeah.
I can try that.
Yeah. I'll make that call.
They said they were busy.
I inquired to Jacobs Engineering because they do have that in the upgrade for demo and disposal. But they did not have a line item for it. I couldn't find a line item for it either, and the engineer said that they couldn't find a line item for it. So
you're telling me there must be quite a bit of equipment involved with that new structure, because there's only like two walls of
three-walled building, the concrete pad, the pumps, all the electrical that we had to run over to it. I think most of it went into the engineering and the pad, to be honest, because that's got to be an earthquake-proof pad.
The temporary tanks that we had to have?
Yeah, then we had to have temporary tote system out there for a while that we ran for a whole year.
So that's probably where the difference in the estimated cost was.
Yes.
Running them totes and things.
So, I have a breakdown.
Can I ask another question real quick? Is it the same type of system in the new one that we have that was in the old building that plugged?
No.
Okay.
So in the old building, the old tank had a 3-inch vent on it, 3-inch piece of pipe that was 90'd over, and the new one has a manway. It's about this big, and it has a big mushroom top that overhangs the manway entrance so that nothing can get into the tank. So there's no possibility.
How often is that serviced?
We service the caulk. We once a month in our safety inspection, they go up there and look at it.
Okay, I wonder what the other one was supposed to have.
The other one, that we added that to the walk-around after that one blew up. So that wasn't being done at the time.
So on the old bend?
On the old bend, we never checked it, to be honest.
You couldn't?
Yeah, the way that the building...
It's a pressure vent, and you'd have to have...
The way it was designed, up through the rafters and down, 90-90-90-90, and out the building, so you could only see a foot.
You could only see right there at the base of the building where it comes out.
Was there a clean-out port on the other end or anything? Blowout?
It was just PVC pipe.
Just pipe.
Just an open pipe?
So what we should have been doing is taking the whole thing apart on a monthly basis, every couple months, whatever we decided would have been a best practice, and looking at it. Like I said, after that happened, the former manager coach had me add that to the safety walk-around so that we were making sure that we were checking the new vent.
So I'd like it to go on the record that the structural integrity of the masonry portion of the caustic building remains uninterrupted.
Isn't it still under warranty from the vent?
It's uninterrupted.
Your warranty, I think.
You need Elmo Lackey to fix that roof, though.
Lifetime, they're still alive.
So at this juncture, what do we do with the building?
That was what I was going to kind of ask you guys. I can call up and I can start getting quotes on demo and disposal, or we can wait until the upgrade happens.
Well, there's two questions I would ask. One is, I understand the demo and disposal. Two is it possible that the building may have a use if it was cleaned up?
I was going to say repurpose.
No.
I'm just asking that question. No.
No. I actually, to be honest with you, and I don't want to speak in things that I don't really know about too much, but I have a feeling the disposal is going to come back a lot higher than that disposal quote. I don't think that anybody walked in that building and looked at what that building is. There's about this much caustic soda that's dried on the ground. All the bottom block is soaked with caustic soda. It's absorbed it over the years. The stairs are completely, they're wood, they're completely soaked with caustic soda.
I understand. No, I appreciate that. I just want to open that door as to...
Yeah, I don't think it, we don't let anybody in there, to be honest. As soon as you open it up, dust starts, caustic dust, it gets on you, it starts irritating your skin and your eyes.
I think I would like to see it demoed sooner than later, before, so that's out of the way when they come to start doing the expansion. That's just my take on it.
What worries me is we're right next to that pond. We don't know how long that's going to take to work its way through there. But suggestion to save some money on the disposal is we rent a unit at Highway 70 Industrial Park, and we move it in there on the weekend. 1 month's rent.
That's right.
Good.
Just use alias.
Well, in my own fear is that the rules have changed since 2014, and what we saw them as a number at what today's number is going to be is probably significant difference.
Exactly.
We need to get a number.
I would say we probably ought to call for three quotes and go from there.
Okay.
And I think that's more important now than, you know, waiting for anything.
Well, we had an agreement with just a suggestion, and that's you're absolutely right, but I think the initial call should be to Duke and say, hey, remember when?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm telling you, I think we all know Duke very well. He might say, oh, my goodness, I forgot all about it. Hey, let us take care of that, you know.
I'm
just saying what I would do.
I'll call you first.
And that's a fair way to just... But the issue is we'd like to see it gone in 6 months or less.
Yes.
I think that's probably, if we have a board direction, that would be my direction.
So, on this, I think it would, at this point, it's just direction to the manager to contact Duke Sherwood first, see what it's going to be, and then possibly, do you still want another two additional quotes?
If he's good for his quote, I'd go with it. I mean.
Do it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I will call Duke first. I'll get his, and just because I like to be thorough, I'll call and get some other quotes just so we can compare. And then I will work on figuring out disposal cost, and come next meeting, I will have all that information for you guys to make a decision.
Perfect.
Thank you.
And then beyond that, once it's demolished, removed, any suggestions you may have for that particular space, is that something...
They were going to use it in certain aspects of the new upgrade.
Okay.
So yeah, that space is going to be occupied.
Okay. So here's another thing, though. If they included in the price that we have for the upgrade,
right,
why would we want to spend money now?
You said that you didn't know if it was, correct?
It is included in the $40 million quote, but I can't find where there's a line item.
There's not a line item, but it says it's included.
Okay.
So, and when I called and double-checked with Jacobs and our lead engineer there, Ted, and he said, yes, it's involved, but I can't find the line item either.
Can you ask him to break it up?
I did ask him to give me and he hasn't got back to me.
Okay. So yeah, that I mean, you're right, that makes sense, that if it's included, then say, okay, it's going to cost $20,000, okay, well,
part of that,
the $40 million is now dropped by $20,000, or whatever the price is, sure. And then we go from there.
I can't see them doing that, but if they say it's included, let them clean it.
Well, yeah. And then what's the timeline for the upgrade?
So we're supposed to get 90% design here
this month.
Actually, they were hoping to have it to me this week. I was hoping to give it to you, let you guys see it this meeting. But we should have it next week. 100% design February. I believe. Mm-hmm. And then funding. You know, Micah spent 2 years getting the grant to get the inflow pump station.
I think that's something to share with them, that we have an urgency issue with that particular building.
Yeah.
And would they be willing to
start there?
Yeah.
Start the demolition of it.
Yeah.
Get it out of here. Yeah.
If we can do it for $5,000, we'll take it.
For sure. Understood. Okay.
Yeah, but I think either way, I think if let's say you get a hold of Duke and he says, yep, I'll, for whatever reason, I'll honor that price. I totally forgot about it. Then we would have to turn around with Jacobs and say, okay, that's out of the picture now, so you need to find out how much it is and not have them go, oh, well, what did you pay?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our deal, not theirs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Understood.
They could have charged $50,000 in there for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure. So that's something that we did definitely need to have them
identify.
Yeah.
Fair okay. Enough.
All right. So we have direction from the manager on that. We already did closed session, so we'll go to 12, attorney's report.
So far, everything's running smooth. No lawsuits. Everything going well.
Good. All right. 13, manager's report.
Yes. There it is. I'm sorry.
I tell you, we'll show you how to have a meeting down at City Council. Did you guys see that one last night?
Heard about it.
50 protesters out front.
With umbrellas.
No.
Bullhorns.
There was no rioter.
No, I was waiting though because I need a big screen TV.
You already hit that at Walmart?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so loud. I was given a report on another committee and I had to stop because they couldn't hear me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they were outside.
Wow. Let me go grab my manager's report notes real quick. I grabbed the wrong one. I'm sorry about that.
It's unacceptable.
Something about, what was it, United We Stand or?
United, never be divided.
Yeah.
United. Yeah.
Well, you heard that all night in your head, didn't you?
Yeah.
You slip on it?
All from a question in closed session that was leaked.
Yeah. Oh,
just a question. And I don't think the leak was as accurate as the actual substance of the question.
No. You don't say.
So, manager's report, operations and maintenance. There were no major operational or maintenance issues this month. I do have to bring some things to you. Grounds maintenance. So we have three trees up here by the primary clarifiers. They're all in pretty bad shape. We gathered three quotes on getting one of them removed, two of them trimmed, or all three of them removed. One quote was crazy high, like $4,500. The other quote was at $2,400, and the other one was at $2,100, and that was for trimming and removal or removal of all three. My recommendation is that we remove all three.
What kind of trees are they? Fruitless mulberry?
No,
I forget what he said.
I don't even know what time they are, to be honest.
He said that a long time ago, they were trimmed wrong and it killed the trees, basically, and they all have holes going all the way down inside the tree. They're not supposed to be trimmed a certain way, and they were.
Oh, they're dead trees?
Somebody trimmed them like a fruitless mulberry.
Yes.
Cut it all back to just the main branches.
Oh.
And now it's growing up new shoots, and they're hanging over the clarifiers, and the main trunk is partially dead, and it's got all this wake.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the one, we definitely need to get it out of here because it's hanging over the clarifier. If it falls and lands on the clarifier, I mean, that's going to be terrible if it breaks the clarifier. But it is a constant pain now because it's dropping leaves and everything into the clarifiers. The other two we could trim if you guys like the look of them, if you didn't want to get rid of them.
Are there something that's going to go later?
With the new,
no.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think they'll be cut out for the demolition. But my recommendation is that we get rid of all three of them. I wanted to bring it to you guys because I know the aesthetics of the place is important and we don't want it to, you know, be barren down here. But
That's why I was wondering what kind they were for the, as far as the root structure. But if that's your recommendation, I trust that.
Yeah, I think it's best to get rid of them. We can, after the construction's done, we can, you know, plant more trees and make it pretty mm-hmm. down here again. But
hide the clarifier, is that what they were for?
Well, to hide the whole place. Ray would know more than me. He probably put them in.
Oh, they must be open.
Tree from my mom's yard. Scott and I put that into the bucket.
So
the oleanders were put in for odor control. In Australia, the treatment plants are used for odor control, and so the city of Warville put these in back in the late early 60s, mid 60s from up here. Yeah, but. Besides odor control, we know that was a lie because it really didn't work with all the odor control.
Well, we don't know how bad it would be.
But it helps with security. The more people look in here and see stuff, the more certain people want to come in.
Yes.
So that's a big thing is to curb it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But these three trees, they're not blocking any, but you can't, they don't block anything until you get into the plant. So
They were planted by the city. They're very old.
You're welcome.
60s. You're welcome.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm just kind of looking for direction from you guys.
I'll make a motion to remove all three.
I think on this is just direction. Consensus or direction, right? Yeah, I'm totally on board, too. I trust your judgment to get rid of them if that's what you choose to do. Is it because he's going to spend money on
them? He's going to spend money, so you're probably going to want to agenda a motion. With money. Maybe you should probably present the quotes. I mean, it's up to you guys, but I'm just saying since he's
if you don't
be
mind,
spending money.
Can we hear who the quotes are from?
You certainly can. So we have for Morgan Tree Service, we have one quote, and that one is $24.50 for both ways we would want to do a removal or two trims or all three removal.
He's the only certified arborist, right?
Morgan is a good tree service.
And to be honest with you, Micah dealt with him, but from the vibe that Micah gave me, he felt like he was the most professional.
They are very professional.
The next one would be Thurman's Tree Service. He came in at $2,100, so a little bit less. I dealt with him, and I didn't get the same vibe that Micah got from the Morgan Tree Service. I don't know the guy from Adam, so I don't know, but that was just my vibe was, Micah said he was pretty impressed with Morgan Tree, their representative. Not that this guy was bad, but he didn't impress me. He didn't make me want to do any business with him. And then the third one, which was the one that was just way high, double the other two, was $4,200. That was Tree of Life.
Do not use Tree of Life, and I'll tell you why, because they're okay to take a tree out, but to groom a tree, they ruined two of my 100-year-old trees. They cut off all the main branches and left the weak ones. And now I'm going to probably have my tree removed. So do not use tree.
And I know that you probably already know this, but you have to verify that they're licensed and insured.
Yep.
And they have to present a certificate to you because I know that two of them are and one of them isn't.
Understood. Yeah, Micah's kind of, he actually went over that, our whole thing with getting insurance and bonding. So we have like a form and everything that they would have to fill out to make sure and show us their insurance and everything to come and do work on the site, so.
I think that your choice for Morgan would be?
The best way to go.
Yes.
So also, what would be the cost?
$24.50.
So if we made a motion to not exceed $5,000 for tree removal?
I'll take three.
$3,000?
That'd probably cover it. I think that would more than cover it, yeah.
Now, can we do this at this meeting, attorney?
It's not on the agenda, and because you're spending money, what I would recommend is that you put it on next month's for.
Well, we've got, excuse me, I'm attorney, but we have manager's report. All items may be subject to board action, tree removal.
Okay. It's completely up to you guys. I'm just saying the safest way would be to put it on, but.
Isn't it under his purview under $5,000?
That was my next question.
Yeah, I was kind of bringing it to you guys just because you had said, bring, you know, don't put it on yourself to make all the decisions. So I figured, it's first month, I'm not going to go spend $2,500 without letting you guys know.
So that was my question, was going to be, I thought there was an amount that he could spend without board approval.
Yep, up to $5,000.
So realistically.
Okay.
He could have just done this and said, hey, by the way, I had three trees removed.
It's a maintenance issue, just like replacing a bone.
Right.
He's being transparent, and that is wonderful.
No, absolutely. No, and I agree 100% with that. So I think for this, it's basically just direction. I don't even think we need an action. It's just, he's telling us and we're giving him direction. Go ahead. Excellent.
Okay. The next one was on mine, was we've already covered, it was Dubuque County Special District. I just wanted to make you guys aware, but we've already nominated Commissioner Reynolds. Then more explanation on the North Star Designs. So we've already kind of gone over that one. The next one was under plant upgrades. Previously in February, Manager Coach had talked to you guys about getting quotes for the third pump. I did that. We got the three quotes, and we went forward with having the piping work done, but that's where it's ended. And so I just wanted to come to you guys to make sure that I'm good to still go gather those quotes. Obviously, I will bring the quotes to you guys and show you, because it's like $80,000 for the pump, so that'll come before you guys next month. But I just wanted to make sure I had to go ahead to continue moving forward on that project, because it is a very crucial piece of equipment. It will be our backup. When we are diverting water during storm events, it will be the backup to the other two. And during construction of the influent pump station, the new influent pump station, it will be the influent pump station for a certain amount of time during construction. And
this cost, it comes underneath the grant we got?
No.
No, this is in-house.
This will be in-house money that we have to spend.
Is this a self-burner?
It will be. I was going to actually talk to you about it, Larry, since you're an expert in the field.
Well.
So you're just looking for direction to
just direction to continue going with and moving forward with the project.
I'm good with that.
Just because, like I said, I gathered all this and it kind of just stopped. So I don't know why it stopped, but I wasn't privy. But I just want to make sure I have you guys go ahead to keep going with it.
Absolutely.
Just for clarification for the minutes, you're going forward with quotes or going forward with the project?
With quotes to continue the project. We've already done the pipe work, and so the project's half done. Now we just need to purchase the pump.
Okay.
So I just wanted to make sure that I had to go ahead to continue with that.
Thank you. Great.
And the last thing that I have to talk about in my manager's report is, once again, just asking for the go ahead to start the recruiting process to backfill an operator. Since I moved up, Mike is moving up, you know, there's going to be a vacancy to backfill. And I will probably come to you guys and tell you who my thought is of putting into a lead operator role. But that won't be for a little bit. But I just wanted to get the go ahead to start the recruiting process, because we all know that can be a long process to get another operator in here.
What level of operator are you looking for?
My recommendation is that we advertise for an OIT 1, 2, or 3. The nice thing about that is if we only advertise for a grade 3 and we get one that walks in here,
right,
we're kind of stuck with them. Currently, the staffing that we have, we found out unofficially that both the OITs passed their grade two. They haven't got their official letter yet, but the state kind of gave us some, a little info on that. So they will be grade twos and.
Does that mean they can be by themselves?
We will have to file a lone operator on duty exemption with the state of California.
Three, right.
They have to be a three to work by themselves, but we can file a lone operator on duty and the state can grant us that. Now, they are limited. I have to write up an SOP on that, on how far they can adjust or what they can do without calling me, Micah, or another, or one of the grade three operators. But they will be able to be into the on-call rotation, the weekend rotation, and that type of stuff. So the beauty of going with the OIT one, two, or three is we can hire the best candidate. We don't have to say, he's got a grade three, we need a grade three, let's hire him. We have the flexibility that way to hire. If there's an all-star that comes in here, he's an OIT, we can hire him, rather than being like, sorry, kid, you don't got a grade three. You know, I like the flexibility. 6 months ago, I would have said, no, no, we got to do the grade three only.
It's kind of like one of them things, really, where, you know, young guys or young people trying to start out. Hey, sorry, kid, you need experience. You need to be here. Well, how am I going to get experience if I don't get hired? I don't know what to tell you.
The wastewater field
is... That's that catch 22, so I think that's an excellent idea.
Yeah, the state's put us in a bind with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a great idea, Glenn.
Okay. Actually, Glenn, I think you have one more thing you wanted to talk about, the December board meeting.
I did, and I'm sorry that that didn't go on the manager's report officially. The December one? Did she add it?
The last
she
thing.
Did. She's better than me. I'm sorry, Lori. Good job, Lori. So we actually have two more things on there that I need to talk about. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The December board meeting with the new... jumping in the purple tier or whatever the highest tier we are or whatever it is, I just wanted to bring it to you guys and let you decide whether we're going to move forward with that or
well,
not.
Well, I'll tell you, City of Oroville is not approaching any of this with enforcement. We're approaching it with an educational perspective. So nobody's kicking doors in because you bought a turkey that'll serve 10 to 12.
Yeah.
We actually received some advice that if you put a protest letter on the invitation, that it's approved.
Then the city will come too.
So yeah, I just wanted to kind of bring that to you guys and get direction on whether we should push forward and still have the dinner or the luncheon that day, which I think it's about 21 people that we were going to invite.
How does staff feel about it? Have you talked to staff here about it?
We were gonna do our own. If you guys canceled this one, we were gonna do like a potluck or something for our own. So
just for staff.
Yeah, just for staff. Yeah. I don't think you would get anybody complaining about it.
I think people are reasonable and they know if they're at risk for anything, they'll take their own precautions to, you know, just a reminder.
Yeah.
That we're in a purple.
No, I got no problem with it.
I don't have a problem keeping it the way it is either.
Sounds good.
It's okay.
Okay, so we'll do it.
So, one
yep, the last thing is just to make sure you guys are still on the same page as me and Ray, we are going to start the process of doing the restructure, starting to look at the restructure to give you guys, the board, the redundancy and the cross-training that you want here so that if anybody leaves, there's somebody that knows that job and slides right in.
Absolutely.
So, but we need to kind of start that from the top down on a restructure. I know also that you want a second grade four here, a required position. Basically I just wanted to, once again, just get direction that yes, we are moving forward with the restructure and me and Ray can start working on it. Me, Ray, and Mike actually can start working on that this month.
I have a question for you. Have you met with the managers from TID and LOPA?
I've met with Jamie from Thermalito. I've talked to Scott a couple times, and I have not really met with any. I mean, I've had meetings with the city, with city people, mm-hmm. personnel. I've talked to Cody, but no, I kind of wanted to wait until it was official, until I signed the contract, sure. until I was the manager before I started walking around. Okay. Well, I'm the manager of SCORE.
It's a great tool to interact with those other managers,
yep.
with the GPA to know what's going on with each other.
Exactly, and I've talked to Jamie, I've talked to Scott about it. I wasn't sure on really who to talk to at the city about it, but we want to start having, going back to where we have at least a quarterly managers meeting where we all sit down and go, what do you guys got on the plate? What, this is what we're looking at, just to be involved. But I plan to be more active than that with them myself, you know.
And it doesn't have to be a formal meeting, coffee,
yeah,
lunch,
exactly.
You know, hey, I'll meet you, whatever.
But yeah, yeah, I've talked to two of the three. Like I said, I've talked to Cody, but I don't know if he's who I should talk to at the city. I got to familiarize myself with your
probably
staff.
Probably Dawn, more. I think, yeah, sure.
Probably Dawn.
But
Dawn,
yeah,
Devers.
I've talked to her multiple times. We had a good meeting last week, you know, actually, about the industrial.
Leo is going to be with us until next year sometime. Mm-hmm. And then Dawn will be filling in. And she's actually also assistant city administrator, so it'll help.
Well, she's not yet. Yeah, she's a Leo. Is.
Yeah.
We haven't moved her up. Well, no. Leo canceled his con. Well, he walked out of his contract.
Yeah.
We knew he was a runner when we hired him, but we needed his knowledge to train Dawn.
Gotcha.
But Leo and Dawn would be either good contact.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll jump in real quick. So Glenn and Micah both came to our board meeting yesterday for the Middle Water and Sewer District. He was introduced, and I can tell you that Jamie is going to, he extended the invitation to Glenn that if anything he needs, wants to talk about the JPA, that he has an open door, he could come in. And we want to, I know I can just speak for our board, for Thermalito, we want to start fostering that good working relationship again.
Yes.
And get that back on track. And I think we're going to. Actually, I know we're going to. So I think this is a good thing. And it was nice to have him. He was, him and Mike came down. So got introduced to the rest of our board. And again, Jamie had mentioned anything that he may need. Just, you know, give him a call. And I think it'll be a good working relationship moving forward.
I'll tell you what, I spoke to Jamie too, and he is really excited about those, nurturing those relationships and bringing them to life again, because for, what, 7 or 8 years now, there's been no contact.
Yep.
So,
and he told me that. He told me how that was frustrating for him as a manager.
Yes.
That won't be a problem with me.
It's and he's a wealth of knowledge. You know, he started over there when he was 16 years old, and now he's, you know, how we know how long my dad's been on that board. That's how old Jamie is.
Yeah, yeah. And me.
I saw your dad. Yeah.
And me. Yeah.
Well, there's two guys that my dad that he considers his, you know, like sons to him. And I mean, I guess I'm one, so there might be three. That's Jamie Boucher and Ray Susan. So,
I'm really looking forward to bringing those relationships back and feeling more like we're all on the same team rather than four separate entities doing our own thing.
Thank you.
So
it's a joint powers agreement.
Yep.
Holy cow.
Well, Glenn, I think
everybody hiding behind their cereal box.
Yeah. When you get with the city, one of the things to bring up was, like we brought up, is the GPS thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And,
so you would have known all that,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's and it may be that you know, like Chuck says, there might be a training opportunity involved there. So
yeah, we'll jump on it if there is.
Yeah.
Hey, and you know what? I learned something from everybody I meet. About 95% of it is what not to do, but that's education.
That's for sure. Definitely. So that's all I have for the manager's report.
Okay. Is there an assistant to the manager's report, or was that?
Yes, that's also.
I don't know if that was something that needs to be discussed or not.
That's up to you guys. We included it in the packet just to kind of keep you guys up to speed on right. You know, what Ray's been doing with me and where we're at. And Ray came down just in case you guys wanted to ask him any questions.
One of the things I might add is in your discussions about the organizational restructuring is maybe to you and Ray have a meeting with our consultant that we hired to help us with, you know, establishing the positions, and maybe you three could have a meeting with her and get her, you know, verbal communication versus just the written. Might be a great idea. I don't think you probably, other than her initial come and visit, I don't know if you probably even had any more interaction with her.
No, I have not.
So it might be good for the three of you to sit down with her and her first name is Jamie, is that right?
Jamie.
From Bryce?
Yeah.
No, Shelley.
Shelley, excuse me, Shelley, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and she'll, I meet with you on Zoom, and that way you can do it at your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll send you her, well, you should have her email, but...
I believe Lori has it, I don't know if I have it, because she was talking with Scott.
Yeah, and all those...
And he deleted all his emails, so...
Yeah.
Thank you, Ray, for this. I appreciate the transparency, I mean, you worked a whopping, what, 28, 29 hours or something? Okay, any other questions of the manager, regarding the manager's report? Okay, visitors' comments, anything from you two gentlemen? No?
Have a good turkey day.
All right, commissioner and staff comments, Larry?
No.
Susan?
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, be safe.
Yep, I just want to say congratulations, official, and everybody have a good Thanksgiving. Dave?
Yeah, same, congratulations. If you don't know it, the city is really tearing up the sewer line on Montgomery Street.
No kidding. I went over there and I went to the gander.
Right.
We've already had cars, tires lost from hitting the metal plates, so...
Yeah, those metal plates slide around a little bit when the big trucks go down there.
So there's, you know, a lot of work being done there, and you're all aware of it. The other thing is, too, with this now being formal, then we sit still as a subcommittee. I'll be sending thank yous to all those that sent us proposals for the recruitment process. So, and I'll just explain that we went a different path. So I'll be sending those out to those folks that provided our sort of proposals. That's about it.
Chuck?
Happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate it. You know what? I really feel good about this team. I think we're seeing new light, and I'm really thankful for that. I really appreciate you being someone who listens, Glenn, because it's important.
Yep.
And you'll see the fruition that comes to with everyone working together, including your other managers.
Yep, I agree.
Desiree?
I'm good.
Glenn, did I start with you or end with you?
I have nothing else to add.
Okay. All right, with that being said, it is 5:56, meeting adjourned. So I know what I'm talking about for the next 2 seconds.